tell, with your background, you are a recent graduate from the University of Toronto, holding an honors Bachelor of Science in Environmental Science and Global Health, with a minor in Spanish as well. For all of our listeners today, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those who are perhaps interested in pursuing a similar career path as you have academically?
Yeah. Well, being from a science background, doing this internship is out of, it's not normal compared to everyone else in this office that are coming in with international relations and political science. But I think it's important to expand your horizons and try something new before settling for something. I think it's important to follow what you're passionate about. So it's not like a chore, but it's something you go into work every day and you're happy doing it. So I think it's important to do internships or volunteer or whatever it is. So just so you get an idea of what you like and what you're into. And in that sense,
I absolutely agree with you. I think that, you know, whether you have a background, having a background in science, obviously, in my opinion, it's easier to complete a degree in arts, in liberal arts. And that's just my opinion. You know, I think it's when you complete a degree, a bachelor's in science and engineering and math, those are degrees that are very complex for me. And I think that the fact that you you completed this internship and you contributed in more ways than one, and the fact that, you know, with your science background, you have a perspective because you have that knowledge in global health and science and environmental science that is fundamental to emerging security. It really is, in more ways than one. So over the past year, we've had various graduate students, undergraduate students, and individuals, program editors that successfully completed degrees in arts and, you know, in science and engineering and individuals who've completed a PhDs. And I can say that, you know, it's so important for people to obtain an education.
For sure.
And before deciding on a job that they want to actually pursue, it's oftentimes useful to look at the opportunities that are out there. Look at the, even if it's an unpaid internship, like this one, even if it's unpaid, the amount of experience that you obtain working with the team here, the amount of opportunities that are given to you to network and to expand your horizons is highly beneficial. And I want to mention that on top of the benefits, you also, the program editors, the junior research fellows, the senior research fellows here at the NATO Association of Canada are also provided with an opportunity to learn from some of the best. And I do want to personally thank our president, Julie Lindhout, who's the president of the NATO Association of Canada, and our vice president, Doug Knight, who have, both of them have been extremely supportive to all of our program editors, our research analysts, and our senior research fellows, and our junior JRFs, junior research fellows. So I think that we are all very thankful to those two individuals for all of their work and for caring about the success of each individual who has devoted and who has dedicated their time to the association. And I think that moving forward, a lot of the program editors who have completed their internship, I've seen this, a lot of program editors that successfully complete the internship then stay on as research analysts because they want to continue, you know, releasing publications, they want to continue conducting interviews, or they want to continue writing articles. So for all of the fans out there who have been following your work, can they look forward to reading more publications from you?
Yes, for sure. I just graduated, so I have some time off now. So I'm going to be focusing more on writing. During the internship, I focused more on organizing this event.
Yes.
So I'm going to admit I kind of put the writing part aside, but I'm definitely going to be focusing on that after I finish this.
This is wonderful. And Adele, as someone who is trilingual, you have a dual citizenship in Canada and Turkey, and you have completed a year abroad in Madrid, Spain. Tell us more about what your experience was like in Madrid. It's such a beautiful place,
awesome.
And I've only seen pictures on the internet, but I'd love to go one day. So
I
feel excited just talking about it. Tell us more about this Madrid.
It was the best year of my life by far. It's so much fun. The culture, the people, it's just the atmosphere that people live in. They know, they work, but they also know how to take the time off and also relax and enjoy life. And I feel sometimes in North American culture, we just tend to overwork and forget the social aspects of our lives sometimes. So it's really, and the culture and the food is amazing. So I really enjoyed it. It's great. I learned a lot. I learned Spanish. So it was an amazing experience, and I want to go back as soon as possible.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think that it's so important for people who are in international relations, global affairs, and diplomacy to have that experience traveling, to have that experience learning a second language. You obviously know three languages, so that's a huge asset. With that being said, and with your expertise and with your background, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? I know it's an interesting question, but
that's a tough question.
What does the future hold for you?
I'm going to take some time off. I think it's important if you're not, like me, if you're not completely sure about what you want to do or which career path you want to pursue necessarily, I would like to take some time off and travel and do more internships to see what I like to do, what I'm passionate about, what makes me happy to go to work in the morning. So I will be doing that, but eventually I want to do my master's in Europe, hopefully Germany somewhere. That's my goal. And then, getting a job somewhere.
Well, we don't want you to leave the NATO Association of Canada. We want to, keep you forever.
Yeah.
But, there are definitely a lot of good programs internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think that especially for those who are, interested in pursuing international relations, the best thing to do is to complete your graduate studies internationally. Like you said, Germany is definitely a good place to complete your graduate studies.
Yeah.
They have a lot of different internship opportunities.
Oh, for sure.
So taking that initiative to complete a graduate degree internationally is beneficial.
Yeah,
so with that being said, for all of our listeners today, what is the best way for our dear friends and our fellow colleagues and our, our listeners to get a hold of you?
I would say through my email address.
And what is your email? I know it, but our friends might not. Let's let our friends know.
My first name, Idil, I-D-I-L, .lcnkm, my last name, @gmail.com.
Wonderful. Idil, would you like to leave any final words with our listeners today?
I just want to say one thing. I come from a different background, so I just want to say that it shouldn't necessarily, just because you come from a different background than everybody else, it shouldn't necessarily hold you back from trying new things. I think you just have to put yourself out there, and if it's something interests you, go for it, and that way you'll know if you like it or not, but I think it's really important to try.
Absolutely. I agree. Adil, I agree with you 100%. It's been a complete pleasure having the opportunity to work with you. I can say that as a former program editor and as currently Canada's NATO podcast contributor, outreach coordinator, and project coordinator, I have a tremendous amount of respect for the work that you've done, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's been a complete pleasure.